Hi, this is Melissa Bartel, and this is the entry for Saturday, August 10th, for the Dog Days of Podcasting. I am recording this in my bedroom, and there are four dogs in the room with me. Three of them mine, one's a foster dog, so panting and jiggling you hear is the animals and not me, I swear. I was busy all day, and I couldn't figure out what to write, and then I wrote a little sort of vignette kind of thing earlier today, and I just wanted to share it with you, so this is it. It's called The Swimming Lesson. She's seen the father nearly every day at her cafe, when he orders a double cappuccino, dry, with nutmeg, but today she runs into him in a new context, the community swim center. He's traded his usual Oxford shirt and pressed khakis for a pair of faded blue swim trunks. She can't help but notice that even though the hair on his chest, like that on his head, is mostly gray, he's still fit. Attractive, even. His son she's met only once or twice, but she smiles when she sees him now. He's a bright child, small for his 7 years, and is sporting orange water wings in a miniature and less faded version of his father's swimsuit. The pair in the shallow end of the pool, and she watches them over the top of her book from her favorite deck chair. "Don't let go, Dad!" the boy shrieks as his father tugs him further away from the steps. "I've got you," the man assures. "Kick your feet. I promise I won't let go." The boy kicks furiously, sending frothy water in every direction, while his father holds his hands and walks backwards in circles, providing momentum and balance for his child. This continues for several minutes. She returns her attention to her book, only half listening to the father and son, only half noticing as other swimmers, some with children, some without, enter the pool, splash around, and exit again. A waiter comes and refills her drink, a sparkling limeade. "Nice day," he observes, smiling a little too brightly. His perfect teeth disturb her, but she's not sure why. She says noncommittally, and then because he's still standing there. "Thanks for the refill. Put it on my account." "Will do," he says, just a fraction too curtly, before he walks away. She sips the tart drink and smiles slightly as the bubbles dance on her tongue, but doesn't bother to resume reading because, in the pool, the boy is yelling at the top of his deliriously happy lungs, "Look, Dad! I'm doing it! I'm swimming!" That's all for tonight. It's 11:41 p.m. on Saturday, August 10th. Wishing you all a good night, and thanks for listening.